Tachiko.
What up, baby boy? I love you, man. You know, they already denied my shit, man. I've been down for a minute, man. This shit about to be over. You know, we're gonna be lit, though, when I get out, man. Straight up.
I ain't no killer, don't push me. I keep extra cuts for the bullies. You pay cash off a hose while you sell it. And that water for free, I'm willing. I'm the ghost of these hoes, call me Billy. And my neck is on frost, got me chilly. I'm chilling. Fought so hard and told my Achilles. You ain't really about action, you acting. Keep it sick, baby, I'm never lacking. I'm my body, just vibe and relax. When I was down bad, you was absent. Now all my hoes back to her essence. The streets is real rough, keep a ratchet. Catch her up, get it popping like matches. I remember hoes ain't want me back then. Tryna fuck the first man, no romance. BB shining in light, they be dancing. Y'all keep me a pistol, can't panic. Yeah, this rock star lifestyle, you can't manage. Yeah, I'm getting ripped, it feel gigantic. And I'm sipping that dirty, it's Diana. Dream my dog, he got murder, so murder. Keep a stick, cause emergencies. Talk that bus, I know that you can't.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Listen, man. That's Young Cinco, man. Mamba Cinco. Right. I mean, Billy, man. Listen, man. He ain't playing no games, man.
Okay.
Listen, but dig this. You're now tuned into $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallow 267. This is Gilly the King.
Hold on. Just because you introduced me right. I said don't introduce
no, I'm just saying
me,
you,
nigga.
Listen,
then I tell you don't introduce
I'm just saying,
me, nigga.
The only thing I'm saying is I introduce you right, but I'm just saying is a lot of times you be wanting some physical attention, man.
No, I don't.
Why
are
you sliding up on me, though?
Because I keep telling you the same shit every week.
Put your hands down.
You introduce you.
Don't talk to me.
And you introduce Dev fucking Nasty.
Please don't talk to me with your hands.
Don't introduce me, nigga. I don't give a fuck about that old school jail shit.
I'm telling you. Don't put your hands down when you're talking to me.
What's wrong with you, nigga?
Put your hands down. Hands down when you're talking to me.
All right.
Over there is our producer, AKA the one. The background porn star, Dev Nasty,
the nasty
of the Nasty Boy Productions.
Nasty Boy
Productions. He was talking about, yeah, wow, I was ready to start a porn company. Nasty Boy Productions. I said, oh, that sounds a little spicy.
I don't
know what type of movies that is.
He said MVP.
I mean, I said, I don't know what type of movies it is. Yeah, and this $1 million worth of game is brought to you by Springfield Hyundai. Listen, one thing about Springfield Hyundai, they always trying to start new programs and help people out, help you build your credit up. They're trying to get, listen, man, at the end of the day, Springfield Hyundai, listen, they don't approve credit, they approve people. You dig what I'm saying? You just filed for bankruptcy. You go in there the next day, they're going to hook you up, man. They're trying to hook people up in all types of ways. Listen, I'm telling you right now, look at me. You want a car? Any car. Go to Springfield Hyundai. And you saying to yourself, oh, my credit not good. As soon as you go there, I need you to hook up with somebody. Walk in there, be like.
So hold on. So you just saying if you go there, your credit not good. What if your credit's 400?
I don't care if it's 200.
You was ready to cuss.
Listen,
you was ready to say, I don't give up.
I don't care. Listen, I don't care if it's 200.
You feel that passionate about Springfield Hyundai?
I don't care if it's 200. Listen, you're walking to Springfield Hyundai. You just say if you like me. See, like me, I might be walking and I might whistle. You walk in there. Excuse me. Do anybody know Backdoor Bobby? Hey, how you doing? What's going on? I'm Bobby. Hey, how you doing?
You got the Springfield Hyundai.
Like, oh, you got the Springfield Hyundai. You going there? You walking? Is Bobby here? Hey, I'm Bobby. Oh, is you BBB? Huh? What is your name? No, is you BDB? Backdoor Bobby? Hey, yeah, that's me. I'm Bobby. What's going on? Because Bobby be like this. Hey. So you going there? Hey, excuse me. I'm trying to get a car. I don't have no credit. So, I don't have no money. So, I got a job. Yes. Can I get a car? Yes. Why they call you Backdoor Bobby? That's none of your business. Oh, no, because I just was wondering, because that name a little spicy, Bobby, but they call you Backdoor Bobby, so I respect that. Is you going to help me get a car, even though your name's spicy? Shut up. I know people. My name Bobby.
I heard his name Backdoor Bobby, honestly, because he said you walk in
you
the
walk
front
in the
door,
front, you're going to walk out the back.
You're going to drive out the back.
No, I was just wondering, because your name Backdoor Bobby, you work for Springfield. I didn't know if this was a movie or you really was Backdoor Bobby. I don't know. But listen, I need a car. Okay, you get a car. Next thing you know, sit down. I got you. Fill the paperwork out. Get the car. You're out of there. Springfield Hyundai. That's what it's about. But what's really important is this. If your credit is messed up, it's not about that. Good people make bad decisions in life. I did. Okay. Sometimes we get them credit cards, get all that stuff. Once you get that, you start going crazy. Ah, I got money. It's free. Ah, make it rain. You do everything with the money. Then you look around, your credit hit. You just didn't know. But you want to get a car, go to Springfield Hyundai, man. Check them out right now. 8449 Drive Now. And guess where it's at? Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Right outside of Philadelphia. You go there, they're going to hook you up. Ask for Backdoor Bobby, and he's going to walk up. And as soon as you go in there, you ask for Backdoor Bobby, you get a purchase, they're going to give you a free pair of iPods. You know, all that type of stuff. AirPods, not iPods. I'm tripping. I don't know what I'm talking about sometimes, but that's cool. But Backdoor Bobby do. Backdoor, why your name Backdoor Bobby? That's my name. Shut up. Don't talk to me.
What's the number again?
8449 Drive Now, Springfield Hyundai.
Okay. Let's get into this Me and Osworth game.
Bobby right there.
When a woman's pregnant, right, they tell them, don't use drugs.
What you mean? What you mean? They ain't supposed to use drugs.
Right, you can mess the baby
cigarettes.
Up.
Don't smoke cigarettes.
Don't drink. Don't use drugs. You can mess the baby up, right? Mm-hmm. But soon as a woman go into labor, that waterfall busts. Oh, my goodness. It's time.
Yeah.
And that head start poking out, start puncturing that goddamn vagina, and they start feeling that pain. Mm. The first thing they want is some drugs. Give me some fucking drugs. That's how Toot was. Give me the drugs. But the baby's still in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't get what you're going at.
What do you mean? That means mothers are taking drugs while the baby is still in the womb before the baby comes out. So if the doctor told you not to do that and you do that, if your mother didn't have you naturally, are you a drug baby?
No, you got to, in order to be a crack baby, you had to be smoking crack or something.
Well, they ain't had to do crack. They do, what's that? That's like a relaxed thing they give them. That's like a perk.
But is that a drug?
You talking about epidural.
That's not a drug.
Epidural.
That's not a drug.
What? That's not a drug.
Are you out of your mind?
What you mean? I don't understand. Where are you going at?
Okay, they want the drug so it could ease the pain. It's like a perk medicine, I guess. It's like a perk.
Like some super shit. Yeah,
it's
epidural.
Like a perk 80. Yeah.
So you're a perk baby.
Yeah, so they perk. So I guess if perk your mom 90. Didn't have you naturally, she actually had drugs before you came out.
So is the drugs
the vagina?
Before they cut you, drugs in your system, you're a perk baby.
So, absolutely.
So I mean, that's just something to think about. That's something I was in the house, I was smoking. I was like, damn.
Listen. What if
I
you
wonder if like if my mom?
So what type of babies was us? If we got like,
what's the name of that shit?
Epidural.
You're epidural baby.
No,
if your
but
mom,
no, but
if
it's
your
drug.
Mom took epidural.
No, if you saying perks right now as a perk baby, I had to.
That's
be,
like perks.
You got to be a crack baby.
Because
back in the day, it wasn't perks. It was crack baby. Cause you get high. Do it make you high? Do it make it high?
Nah. If the baby was like you know how later on in the joint, like if the baby's like 30 minutes away, it's still in their system.
I don't think
epidural. That got to be like some like form of like damn near like a Percocet, right?
Could it affect you in life?
Well, that's arguable. But when the baby come out, sometimes they got to be like brought back or like they'll have seizures and shit
because,
like that.
Listen, a lot of people
off the perks
because
off the epidural.
If it's too late and when they're about to deliver it, because that's still
did your mom have you
cold.
Natural?
Nah,
I knew you was a perk nigga. I knew it.
I probably was natural.
Nah,
you definitely wasn't natural, nigga.
Let me call my mom.
I know you wasn't natural. Jack was smoking weed.
Nigga, was you natural?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, fuck
of course.
Yo,
ain't no mom.
Mom.
Yeah. What?
Let me ask you a question. All right, I was born. How many pounds was I?
9 pounds.
All right, let me ask you a question. When you was in labor, did you you just had me naturally, didn't you?
Yeah, I had all three of y'all natural. I ain't never had no C-section. No,
that ain't got nothing to do with natural, mom. I'm talking about
Hey, Jack. Let me ask you a question, Jack. Did you have did you take an epidural?
No.
I'm a legend. I'm a legend.
You didn't?
I ain't know. You was a perk baby.
Hold on.
You was a perk baby.
So you had him natural?
She's a legend.
Yeah.
So he not, no perk baby?
I know.
Hell no.
So I was just naturally,
but
I'm not crazy.
But Jack, you wasn't smoking no weed either or drinking no hen?
I never drank no weed.
Mom,
what'd you say?
I never smoked no weed.
Well, who 40s was them in the refrigerator growing up?
You know what? Let me tell you something. Gilly, don't believe that shit.
No, I'm just saying, mom. It was a lot of, it was 40s, and then I was,
Who drank 40s? Not me.
I'm not saying, mom. I didn't say you drunk them. You probably, I don't know.
Damn, Jack. This is hard to believe, Jack. You didn't have
I'm
no,
a natural baby.
He was a natural baby. He wasn't no goddamn yep. perk baby.
Listen, Gilly, I was watching y'all this morning. I was laying in the bed, and I was watching y'all talking to the chick, Pink.
Oh, Pinky?
Pinky. Okay, yeah. Listen to this. Let me tell you about your boy. He been looking at smut books ever since he was 6 years old.
Mom, you telling you being a rat,
hold on, nigga. Shut the fuck up,
that's
nigga.
That's rat. You ratting, Mom.
Shut up, nigga.
Mom, you ratting.
Hold on, so Jack.
No, I'm playing the speaker. When we was on Courtland Street, when Linda lived across the street, we was on 10th and Courtland back in the day.
Yeah.
And we was watching. I was listening to the music. I kept saying, why does it sound like it's covered? So I go to the speaker.
Mom, you're right.
He hiding books. Smart books. I said, Stevie. He told my mom. They ain't mine.
Wait, so.
I was trying to figure out where. Wait a minute.
You and Steve is right.
My $20 went. Wait a minute. I'm blaming Steve coming to find out. He done took $20 with the school, sport, and everything. I told him, and Bruton find smut books.
Wait, so Jack, you found smut books at 6 years
in
old?
In the speaker.
So he had smut books at 6 years old?
So, listen to me real good. I know my son got a whole lot of fucking game. He got game now when it comes to that.
But he was jerking off at six, Jack.
I'm done.
You done?
I love you, son. I love you.
He's a rat, Mom. Mom, you ratted on me.
All right, love you, Jack.
He's a rat. He's a rat. She ratted on me.
Wow.
Man.
Wow, we get something extra.
She ratted on me.
Okay.
She ratted on me.
Hey, listen. Okay. So your mom might have been natural.
I'm natural. I'm cool.
But the nigga that shot you up and your mom was on drugs. Had to be.
Who, my dad?
Had to be.
No, he probably had a line or two. Had to be. I don't know. But
he probably had a line or two in him.
But no, man. See, my whole thing is like this. People got to understand, it was art. Growing up, I ran into the smut industry. It was art, man. I just was looking at stuff. I don't know, I'm not going to, I ain't got no comments.
You got caught with smut books at six, bruh?
I didn't get caught with, they wasn't on me. They was in the speaker.
But he was stashing them like contraband. Like, he literally had them shits already in the speaker.
They was in the speaker.
You was like, unscrewing speakers.
Hey, first of all, we know the nigga, you ain't nobody out here busting a nut at six. So he was just practicing and shit. He was just sheet shaking for no reason.
I was trying to get in the game.
You was trying to sub and put me in, coach.
I was trying to get in the game early, man.
He the first kid to have blue balls at six.
I was trying to get in the game, man. I had to get my name out there. Shit. I
think they had blue balls at six, man.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. What's the top three things you can't do in the hood?
Oh, that's easy. You can't wear no fucking wave cap outside.
What?
You can't wear a wave cap outside with a white beater. That's a violation. That's violation shit.
Yeah, that's
any
not.
Newsflash. Any of you cats out there wearing wave cats outside to the store, white beaters on, you want some nut shit.
That's a Philly rule.
No, that's rules everywhere.
No,
that's
it's not.
Shit.
No, it's not. That's a Philly rule.
Because you dudes be disrespectful with these fucking wave cats.
Wait, you can't tell a Jersey nigga that.
Listen, you're not allowed to come outside with the wave cat.
Wait, listen,
and you know what's a double violation?
Don't tell DRD that.
Listen, you know what's a double
violation?
A double violation?
What?
Is when you had a nerve to let the wing hang. And you walking down the street and the wing blowing.
That's how people want it. They want a drop top with the cake blowing.
Wait, hold on. So the extended wing is nut shit.
That's super nut shit.
The extended wing.
You do it because dudes be comfortable with it. You would just walk to the corner store with the wave cap with the white beat on. Yo, you want some nut shit. Every time I see people like that, I look at them like, you just doing disrespect the fucking environment like that.
This is the thing, I will tell you. I got into a back and forth with Gil over people wearing the wave cap with the hat on top.
You can't do that shit.
I searched the internet thoroughly. He was 100% correct. I couldn't find one person from Philly with that combination besides one guy.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Hold on.
Hold up.
Wait, hold on. Because niggas from Philly don't rock do-rags with the motherfucking hat on.
No, you proved that. That's what I'm saying. It was only one
nigga. This nigga gonna go search some shit. He's searching everybody for do-rags with the hat
crazy.
On top. No. That ain't no Philly shit.
Except Cassidy the Hustler.
What?
Cassidy the Hustler. Cassidy been in New York for a long fucking time.
Cassidy the Hustler was the only nigga I could find.
And then Cassidy got down with motherfucking the Rough Riders, too.
Yeah, they do. It's different.
He like a Philly/New York nigga. Like, he Philly, but he got some New York ways.
You can't be, listen, man.
Because, you know what I mean?
The baggy, listen, that's a double violation. The baggy hat The baggy hat with the Dewey on?
Yeah, no, that's a double cut. Especially when you got your hat. First of all, you see how my hat
is. You're spacing that motherfucker.
If you got space in your hat.
And it's just, no.
Now, I will say Philly dudes did have the hats with the big spaces.
No. You had that shit.
Nah.
I saw you, nigga, with a do-rag on.
I used to watch them rap battles with like Reed Dollars, the hat drop all over their eyes and stuff.
Wait, hold on. He had a fucking pot on his head, too. Yeah, I mean, he had a do-rag with a pot sitting on his shit, too.
With a nasty ass joint.
With the M-Bleezy lean. You know?
Man, wave caps, man. Don't do that shit. I don't care about a lot of shit out here.
I know one thing that's a violation in the hood.
What?
Tim's with no leather at the top. The butt neckets.
Yo, where do niggas even buy those?
No, that's a violation. The butt neckets is a violation. Hold on.
What time frame is you talking about?
I don't give a fuck what time frame it is.
Hold up, nigga. Butt neckets always been a violation.
Those
was my Jones back in the day when I was young.
Because you's a nut ass nigga.
Where did you buy them at? Listen, let me explain something to you.
Tim's with no leather at the top. Always been some nut shit.
That was new. That shit came. Listen, I was in jail when it came.
With no leather at the top.
That was a new rule.
Butt neckets always been nut shit.
Hold on, are those the TIMs? Because you know they got the fake joints.
No, they real Tims, but let me explain something to you.
Let me explain something to you. If a law come in effect and you committed a certain crime before the... Fuck, it wasn't no crime. That law came
no,
in effect
No, that was a crime,
was
nigga.
That wasn't no crime.
That was butt a fucking
back
crime,
in the day,
nigga. That was a crime, nigga.
Early 90s, butt neckers.
That's a crime. Okay, another thing you did was a crime.
Butt neckers was cool.
Another thing you did was a crime. Summertime. 95. You had a slick jumper on with no shirt.
You fucking... I never had it.
Hold on. Wait.
Duh.
Yo, he probably did. Did Pac do that?
This nigga lied.
Hold on. Did Pac do that? He lied on me.
You don't remember me, Doug, and them niggas grinding your ass.
Doug, you had a slick jumper.
Shirt on.
Yo, that's not like Tupac.
He lied on me. I never did that shit. I never did that. You lied on me. Your mom told me
you were obsessed with Tupac.
My rep was on the line. Please don't do that to me. Don't fuck my name up. I never a slick jugger with no shirt on.
Summer '95.
This nigga's lying. Listen,
right before the blizzard of '96.
I never did that. A slick jumper.
Right before the blizzard of '96.
Nigga was an R&B singer.
Yo, yeah.
Dev, I do that shit. I swear.
I pull up to pick the nigga.
I did not do that shit.
He come out the crib back then. He was skinny too. He come out the crib all lanky. Jumper on with no shirt.
I never did no shit like that. You gotta wear shirts outside.
Where the fuck is you going?
That's on the line of Spice.
You look like a nigga off of Silk. Like you look like one of the Silk band members. Like what?
Come on, man, you can't do that.
Come on, bro, you know you had the jumper with no motherfucking shirt on, bro.
You're lying on me. I didn't do that.
I would never forget that.
Listen, that I'll be done if I done that. I can never do shit like that.
You know how I remember that summer so vividly. You had multiple infractions that summer.
What the fuck you mean infraction? I was about to disown you
as my cousin.
Cameron did that, by the way. Cameron did that butt naked under with the jumper.
Yeah, that's who he wanted to be like. Cameron.
Man, Cameron wasn't even out then. Yeah. What is he talking about? He wasn't even out. His music ain't even come out yet. What is he talking about? 95. Cameron was.
So you trying to say Cameron wanted to be like you? That's what you're trying to say.
I'm not saying it because I never done that. I've never done that shit in my life. I'm telling you. That was a classic album, too. That shit was classic. That album right there, I was in jail when it came out.
And Cameron had that on the cover.
Yeah.
Cam had a jumper.
Butt naked on under that joint. With the chest out. That was crazy.
Just for the record, Cam, that was kind of spicy.
That was crazy.
That was a little Jamaican-ish. Rude boy, me no dimes grow off air.
That was crazy.
But you definitely, summer 95, I will never forget that.
I mean,
shit,
what about man. Snitching?
Snitching? What you mean?
You said the top three things you can't do in the hood.
That don't count no more.
Oh yeah, I was about to say that was my era.
That don't count. That was all right. That is
these
shit
niggas
count.
Now. These niggas. No,
let me just clarify. It's a mindset now. Because it's not just the era thing.
No, it is.
No, fuck.
Niggas was snitching in our era, but they not like this shit.
No, hold. It's not just listen. Hold up. You looking at the streets? It's not just the young boys. It's dudes from our era too that's getting busy now because they're like,
But what I'm saying is, listen, the difference is when I was young, when a dude snitched,
you get banned from the.
When he came home, he He didn't come home to the hood that he was initially in. No, that nigga came home and went to Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Or that nigga came home, went to York, Pennsylvania. Or that nigga came home and went to motherfucking Atlanta.
No warm welcome.
Or that nigga came home and went to motherfucking Pottstown. Or fucking Redding. He ain't, that nigga didn't come to fuck home and go back to Erie Avenue and hang with the same niggas he was hanging with before he went to jail and told on niggas. Now, let's be for real. These niggas, they rat. Us three was hanging together. That nigga rat on him and then say, nigga, I ain't rat on you. You right, you ain't rat on me. We, come on, we still cool.
That's crazy.
These niggas is crazy out here. Wallo called home from prison one day and said, cuz, everybody you know, tell them get the fuck out the streets, man. For real, man, this shit ain't the same no more. This shit, I'm sitting in the cell. This young boy rat, I asked the young boy, how you do that? Young boy, damn. The young boy said, nigga, you old head, you playing out a book that don't nobody read no more. You man, playing in a book shit that got rules in it that don't nobody play by no more, old head. You better step your game up, nigga. Mm. He basically told Rallo, nigga, you better do a jailhouse investigation and rat and get the fuck up out of here yourself.
That never
would
have happened.
Why do y'all think that is? Why you think that shift?
Because happened? The streets, let me explain something about the streets. The officials, you know, when you get on the game, any game, it's officials. They make sure the rules is intact. A lot of officials, the referees of the street culture, they went to jail. Some of them dope fiends. Some of them got killed. A lot of men was taken off the streets. So it's not just a young cat in the streets don't have leadership. They don't have it in the home. Their father's not there. So a lot of times, there's no direction. When I came into the street as a young cat, I had a big brother. I had old heads that gave you the rules and regulations. You had that manual. Right. And I'm not talking about a physical manual. It was just a game that they gave you. Now, a dude would just say one day, I don't want to be looked at like as a nut, so I got to get in the streets. Because dudes in our community think, if you're not a street nigga, you're a nut. You're a sucker. And I had to tell this one young boy some of this brilliant shit. He was like, man, wow, I ain't trying to be a sucker. I ain't trying to be a nut. I said, what are you talking about? No, man, that's the only, I ain't going to be able to win in life being a sucker. I said, sucker. So you talking about a street mentality. He having the street mentality in the real world. I said, do me a favor. Could you look on, you know, the Forbes magazine? He said, yeah, that's where all the rappers. And no, I said, that's rappers be having a section on there. But the Forbes list, all the top billionaires in the world, they all suckers. You on Instagram, the people that own Instagram, they're suckers. Everybody that win in life is a sucker. So what the fuck is you talking about? All the great people is not tough. I got to be a part of something that don't really care about me. This street thing. I'm tough. That shit don't mean nothing in the grand scheme of life.
And what you say, all the people that's great at life is suckers?
Yeah, basically.
No, what he's saying in their view.
I'm talking about in the view of a street person.
Right. I'm a street person, right? Mm-hmm. Look at your sucker ass, nigga.
Yeah, he's a nut ass nigga. Listen, so what I'm saying is, they don't understand
anything. You sucker ass nigga out here. You out here progressive nigga.
I don't want to be sucker.
You don't be out here progressive nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a sad thing, though.
That's what we're taught.
You didn't go back to jail, nigga.
You ain't real.
You progressive nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
So, Gil, basically, these niggas is playing a game on hard. They playing a game on impossible, and they don't even realize that's the game they playing.
Yeah.
You know how many niggas looking at you like this? Look at this old Uncle Tom sucker ass nigga.
Nigga doing him.
Nigga running around here getting $7,500 to speak for 30 minutes, old sucker ass nigga.
Yeah, you ain't catching cases no more. You're not standing on a corner. You're not real. I'm 40. Why should I be running from the cops?
Look at, they be like this. Look at this nigga with his Adidas sweatpants on and his head looking like a leather jacket.
Yeah, I mean, so it's just real, but it's just deep though, man. Like that shit, we fucked up to believe that. But you know, it's a lot of things you just can't do in the hood, man. You know what I mean,
okay.
But,
also, high top Air Force Ones, black. That's a no go.
I seen you with a pair of them.
No, you never did.
And you had the strap hanging.
No, you didn't.
You had
never
the strap.
Seen
he had them. He had them on.
Listen, never seen
he,
listen, those.
And you know what he did? He gave him the black and white.
Hey,
he had the white strap.
But
hanging.
As we talk about, you know who he was infatuated with as a kid?
Go ahead, lie on me.
Had a gang of sets.
Oh,
a gang of them.
He lying on me.
Come on,
he
lying on me.
He lying on me, y'all. He lying on me, man.
Kwame had a gang of polka dot
fucking
sets.
Lying. I ain't never had no polka dot.
Nigga, you had polka dot sets.
He lying on me, y'all.
You know you had the full fit, nigga.
He lying on me. I never did
that. That was 2 years before the motherfucking jump.
Was you fucking with Kwame like that, though?
He's a legend.
Nah, yo, listen. I put peroxide in my
shit. Oh, you's a nut ass nigga.
I did that shit when I was little, dog. I was little as hell, bro. That shit was 80s, nigga.
You know, we been together for some time.
There you go. It's coming out. It's coming out. Go ahead. Come on, dog.
I was like 9 years
Express
old.
Express yourself.
No, you shouldn't have asked out. I had to poke
Except
that
you did, nigga.
Lying on me. Lying
you had the old saying. You had the big polka dots, too.
No, you lying on me.
Nigga.
I had one shirt. Come on, man. Just one shirt. I had a whole hookup. I'm like, dang.
He lied.
That's it. I had one joint, man.
He lied.
I didn't have a bunch of shit, man.
Listen,
you lying on me, man.
It Easter came.
Bro. Oh, he lied. Come on, man. Let's start.
Easter came.
Let's start.
Now, anybody from Philly who's a little older, for the kids who don't know, back when Easter used to come, right? Niggas used to get dressed up and go to the zoo.
For Easter?
Yes.
He lied on me, y'all. Please listen, this dude is a liar. He's an habitual liar. Who's ever listening to this or looking at this bad is like, he's putting smut on my name, man.
Not, listen,
he's smutting my name out, man.
We go to the zoo on Easter. He had this nasty ass.
He lied on me. I swear he lied on me.
It was yellow and black. He tried to match him up with the Magic Johnson Converse.
He lying on me. The man lying on me, man.
I'm an innovator.
No, he was a nut ass.
I was before my time.
He'd been a nut ass nigga.
See, I took fashion chances sometime, but I didn't do that.
Dog, this nigga been a nut ass nigga for years.
Yo, for real, man. I didn't do that, man.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. This nigga's been a nut ass nigga for years. Motherfucker's just getting a hold of you, man.
He lying on me.
Let's get into me and Osworth again. Gilly, I need some game. So me and my girl broke up. But through the months, we was trying to work on us. But we kept fighting. She thought I was fucking. I thought she was fucking. I wasn't. But grew tired of being accused. I felt I was being done. I don't know what he said. I felt we was done, I guess, because she was fucking. She told me time after time she wasn't. Kept accusing me. I grew tired, and I broke my number one rule and went through her phone. Lo and behold, she fucked a nigga, a bitch, and recorded herself getting her pussy ate.
Mm.
When I questioned, she came out, and she did not lie. I love her, Gills. Am I a nut if I take her back and try to look past and move forward with her? Well, let me try to break down what this nigga just said. So he said him and his woman was going back and forth. They accusing each other of fucking, because he just wrote some retarded shit. And basically, he wasn't doing nothing. He thought she was doing something. He went through a phone. He found her with a nigga, a bitch, and a video of her getting her vagina ate.
What the background look like? And that sounds...
Go ahead and tell him yourself.
Long ago was this?
Now, one thing I can guarantee, and one thing I'm 100% assured, is you're scared the fuck to death of your woman.
STD.
So do you want to apologize right now?
Listen, man, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'm not talking about sexy transmitted disease. We're talking about scared to death. STD.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How long ago was
so,
that?
See, he trying to,
so,
your name ain't out there no more, Dev.
Your name ain't in the field no more, nigga. Your shit played out. Hey, listen. So he wants to know if he's a nut if he takes her back. Okay, let me just tell you this. Not only was your bitch cheating, but your bitch was being used. Mm. Your bitch is a used Chevy with 146,000 miles on it.
Why can't she?
Because she didn't just creep off and, you know, had a little thing going on. No, she crept off and she was involved with another man and a woman.
Yeah.
So more than likely, they was together and they brought her in and used and abused her.
Mm. Well, he didn't say they had a threesome.
I caught her on tape with a guy, a girl, and she videoed herself getting her pussy ate.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah.
So to me, that sounds like the bitch is part of the Bloods. What that sound like to you? Mm. She gang banging.
She got jumped in.
No, and guess what gang she's part of? You don't know? Y'all don't know the gang culture?
Tell me the gang.
Treyway.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Your bitch is getting used and abused, man. Like, then she's taping herself with another woman eating a box. She's in there. She's getting a, she got, she eating pussy. Nigga slamming her from the back. Like, that bitch is active, man.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You know, this ain't no, oh, I got a good girl, she fucked up. No, no, this bitch is like, sub me in.
Yeah.
I want in. Like.
Yeah, she been doing that.
Like, mm-hmm. Right. This is her activities.
Yeah.
This is her festivities on the side.
And if she ain't been, that was her wild life, and then she just been fiending the whole time she was with you, waiting for you to slip up so she could go out there and join WrestleMania.
Let me tell you something that I believe, man. A young whore ain't nothing but an old whore. Wait for the right nigga. Yet. No.
A the young right whore, opportunity to get crazy.
A young whore is ain't going to do nothing but turn into an old whore that just waiting on the right nigga to bring it out of him. Mm. That's all that happens. Let me tell you something. You being a whore, that's something that's got to be in you. That's like, you got to be born with that shit. You was born a whore. Like, that shit didn't just come out of nowhere. That's what you was born. That was, you was destined to take a lot of dicks to the face.
That's crazy. Do you agree with this, Wallow? Do you agree with that? Or do you believe it could be affected
by
the whole?
I agree that everybody is born to be who they is.
You are who you are.
You don't think the influence of what's going on in their house, their mom and all that type of shit will affect whether that shit happens to them? You don't think so?
Yeah. So,
Wait, hold on. So I know many of people out here that grow up, mom is on fucking drugs. They whole life, they never touch drugs.
I mean, that's a fact.
So as people, I truly believe this, man. Only the strong survive, man. That's truly what I believe. I feel some people go through what they go through because internally they just not as strong as other people.
I could agree with that.
You feel what I'm saying? I never was the type that got mad that my motherfucking pop wasn't around when I was young. I wasn't one of them niggas. Oh, I hate that nigga. Fuck that nigga. I'm gonna kill that nigga. No, I just developed a sense of my kids will never feel like this. But see, I come from an era though where you had to be strong.
Super strong.
You had to be strong because I grew up with 5, 6, 7 homies. None of them niggas' dads was around. That shit was normal to us.
We talked about that.
Right.
Talked about that.
So at the end of the day, I believe that a lot of people go through what they go through because they just not mentally as strong
I mean,
as they
when,
need
when
to
it comes
be.
To that subject, that particular thing, I disagree. We talked about that. He didn't know his dad wasn't there. His dad wasn't like next door. That's different. Mm-hmm. That's totally different.
So but, I think some people is just, your destiny is your destiny.
Yeah, so do you think
everybody got a choice?
I think that dude that asked you this already knows his answer. He knows the answer, and yeah. He probably already been back with her for years. This is an old story, right, and then he just wanted to know, was he bugging for being in the situation?
I mean, at the end of the day, that's your choice. You just asking me. I don't judge you. If that's what you choose to do, do it. I'm speaking from my standpoint.
But do you think a lot of people... go through this type of situation, right? They stay there because they just want to get the fuck back?
What you mean?
The fuck back. You know, a snitch back, fuck back. And they just want... Because a lot of people whole thing is like, I don't like to get played.
No, I think most people...
I don't
people,
feel like I got played. They no, want it.
I think most people stay there because... And this is the number one reason why most people... stay in relationships.
Give it to me.
Through cheating, through through being unhappy, through all of the shit that's negative, they scared to start over.
That's scary. That's the most scariest thing for everybody, to start over.
That's it.
They scared to start over. I've been with this person. And then especially with women. You know why? Because, okay, I might have met you when I was younger, right? Now, some years went by. I done kind of let myself go a little bit because I'm comfortable with you. You know all my flaws. You know I got the little leftovers on the side, my love handles. You ain't worrying about I scrape my pinky toe up. Motherfucking, you ain't worrying about I got a little eczema on my back, bitch back a little ashy. You know all my motherfucking vice versa. I know all your flaws.
Mm-hmm.
I know you only got 3.5 inches.
Coming up short.
You feel me? I know you really don't eat pussy as good as you think you do. You really crunch and munch on this pussy, nigga, be killing a bitch. So now it's like, damn, I gotta start all over. I don't look how I looked when I first got that nigga.
I got comfortable.
Now I'm damn near stuffed vacuum bag. I'm looking like a refrigerator in this.
And when I look like getting back in the dating game, trying to figure this out, I got to deal with all that shit.
Because think about it. How many women do you see hit the gram? I'm single now. Now it's time to work on me. Bitch in the gym now. Now you want to work on you, huh?
You got
color. You ain't got no choice. You're shaped like a fold up Cheetos bag. You're built like a square, bitch. You ain't got no choice. You feel what I'm saying? So that be really the main reason. And then a lot of men, let's be for real, niggas is out here hitting the lottery when it come to these bitches.
Like crazy.
You see how many niggas is with women they don't deserve?
Crazy.
Because women just tired of being fucked over. So they like, fuck it, you the settler. You know how many niggas is happy that these bitches is settling?
And then you got Ronnie Romance out here killing them.
Oh, Ronnie Romance. Not Ronnie Romance. Ronnie Finance is killing them.
He killing them in Ronnie Romance.
No, ain't no. These bitches don't want romance. These bitches want finance.
No, you got boys out here. Vicious stuntman.
Okay.
Ronnie Romance stuntman. he's fantasy. That's the fantasy Mac. He created this unbelievable fantasy that you're going to live his life that you're not.
Oh, okay.
He blaze you. He glaze you.
He stay with you.
Did he out?
He eat all the motherfucking kids.
Ronnie Romance, ladies, watch out for Ronnie Romance.
Watch out for the double R.
Coming to a city near you,
Ronnie.
Double R.
Watch out for the double R. Hey, but then you got Ronnie Finance.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
He's a
nigga. Nigga Ronnie Finance bought his way in. Mm-hmm. You hear me? Ronnie Finance, old Ronnie Finance, first line when he met her is, I'm like, you know me. I'm trying to upgrade you. Like
ATM.
Yeah, you know I mean.
Sponsor.
Yeah, you know I mean. I'm trying to, you know.
Hi, I'm Keisha, and I'm sponsored by Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
I'm sponsored by Ronnie Finance.
Ronnie Finance.
RF.
Or have you been financed lately? Get with Ronnie Finance. He'll change your life, your body. In your world.
But let me tell you about all the niggas that's financing them. She ain't fucking you. You know what she fucking.
She fucking boo-boo from the block.
No.
She fucking boo-boo. Yeah,
mm-mm,
boo-boo still blazing.
Mm-mm. Know what she fucking. The leather seats in that Bentley. She love them leather seats when she sit on them off. She ain't fucking you. You feel me? And one thing about all you niggas that bought your bitch and then caught your bitch. You ain't gonna never really know if she truly love you. That's always gonna be something in your mind. Because we all people at the end of the day, and we all gotta look at ourselves in the mirror at the end of the day.
In your mind.
And you always gonna wanna know is, does she really love me?
Mm-hmm.
Or does she love the fact that I made her life easier? Or does she, or was she just tied up with, or was she just tired of the niggas that she really love? And then I came into her life and made her life easier, so she just accepted me.
Or is she on break?
I'm the accepted nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptance, that's a new movie. acceptance about niggas that buy bitches. I need, hey, listen, man, I'm a talented nigga. I need to write movie listen, scripts, man. Too. I need to do it all.
I'm playing Ronnie Phone Finance.
No, you're not, nigga. That's Denzel, nigga.
Denzel, how the fuck we got a budget to get Denzel?
No, the fuck is you talking about? No, I'm, first of all, you think you're going to be the lead actor?
I'm being a fucking lead actor.
When the fuck you act out? That's hey, right. I went to acting school in jail.
So does he Wenzel. Get the hair cap? He could be Denzel.
I could be Wenzel.
Oh, yeah, they did tell me you did. They I ain't going to lie. Nah, they did tell me. I did get the call. This nigga was talented from the prison. He was the head actor in the prison play.
You fucking lied.
Hold on. And they said he fucked it up. I ain't going to lie. All the real niggas call home said he fucked it up.
No, he lied.
And guess
man.
What it was the remake of?
What?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
He lied.
They said he fucked that joint up. They said.
This nigga here, man. Yo, he lied on me. He lied on me, man.
Yo. Yo.
They said you fucked it up how you he kept lied. Going throwing it out of the outfit or running through the jail.
Yo. And they had inmates playing kids and shit.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy.
Yo, this nigga said that. He lied on me, man.
Oh.
That nigga did a prison play where he played Mrs. Delphine.
This nigga lying on me, man.
Hey, you all right, though?
Yeah, I'm cool, man. This nigga lying.
That's fucked up, man.
This motherfucker's lying. Hey, I ain't see that one coming, man.
Yeah. No, I'm just telling you what all the niggas. No, they Doug lie. Lowe called home. Yeah. Even your brother Steve called home. Steve I mean, you ain't going to believe what this nut-ass nigga did. I said, what? Rest in peace to cuz. I said, what the nigga? It's a nigga in the school. Nigga in a prison play. I said, cuz, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Prison play. That's how crazy a prison play. That's wild.
He said he the lead actor in the prison play. Man. But I didn't see nothing wrong with it. So I'm like, cuz. Cuz, he just occupying his time while he in there. Cuz he said, fuck no. You know what the play is? I said, what? He said, Miss Doubtfire. I said, wait. And Low playing the lead. Low playing Miss Doubtfire.
This nigga's a liar.
I said, damn, man. Rest in peace to my fucking cuz, man. The real one, man. Let me ask y'all a question. Shout out to the real one.
A prison play. That could be a show on one of these stations, prison plays.
Yeah, no, for real.
And they just show plays with different prisons around the country.
Let me tell you, killers all in here. Killers, they tune in. We're live. We're coming live. The greatest for a prison is they're singing the Christmas carol. You got killers all in there.
San Quentin. Hi, my name's Bobby. All that dumb shit. Hi, I'm Chucky.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question, man. Cause y'all niggas about to have me crying in this motherfucker.
Prison play.
Let me ask.
That's crazy shit. But it really goes there, shit like that. In jail. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I know you were supportive. Don't try to play that shit off, nigga.
I went to drama, huh?
Hey, let me ask y'all what's worse. Prison. Let me ask y'all what's worse. A woman who, her and her partner go through it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They argue, they fuss, they fight, he decide, I don't want to be in this no more. I'm done. I can't take this shit. And the woman gets mad and says, okay, you ain't seeing your child no more.
Mm.
That shit's over, pussy.
That's terrible. Go ahead.
Like, you me and you ain't together. You and your fucking child ain't together. We a package deal, nigga. You know what you signed up
damn,
for.
Damn, we are packaged.
Fuck is wrong. You get your intent. You get your intent letter and your signed letter to Michigan, nigga. You knew what the fuck you was going. Or a man that just say, oh, you pregnant? Bitch, that's on you. Mm. But you know you the father.
I think the what's name
the
worse?
Woman. The woman. The woman is way worse.
Way worse. You know why? Because let me just say this. You got pregnant, right? You could terminate this baby.
Damn.
This baby is, I'm just saying, that's the reality of it. This baby, listen, let me say it.
Okay.
I'm just doing cold killer.
Wait, hold on.
I'm not saying, you could terminate this.
Wait.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Abortion.
Abortion. You can have an abortion.
All right.
We ain't gonna talk about terminating the kids saying, like they fucking roaches or shit. Call Terminex in.
No. That's exterminate. Oh, I'm saying like it could be a termination on the.
Oh, my fault.
Whatever. So
same,
now
same. He read a little bit in prison.
Yeah, I was a scholar in there. You know, everybody think they smart in prison. That's deep. But listen, they actually are. But listen, now you mean to tell me, and it's a lot of dudes out there going through this, and then they'd do that. You ain't seeing a baby, and then slam their name. He don't take care of his kid. That shit is really happening out there. We always hear the woman's side all through social media. Dudes ain't this, they ain't that. Niggas need to take care of their kids. They buying stuff. But we don't hear that side of the girl. You're blocked from your kids, and I'm slamming your name. He don't take care of his kids. You need to be work. Anytime you're doing something in life, if you're growing, you get a new job promotion, you're starting a business, you're shining, whatever. He looked like. And all her girlfriend's saying, he need to take care of his kids. You don't know that she said about the package deal? You didn't hear about the package deal program?
Mm.
You didn't hear about that, what she said.
Mm.
She's upset that he want to move on in his life, relationship-wise. He didn't say he didn't want to be in his child life, but right. You made the decision for him and say, you're done.
Right.
And so the whole time.
You're done.
The whole time, the bitch is DHS.
Oh, she lit DHS program?
Dickhead status.
Oh, yeah, DHS, dickhead status. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, because she's taking a father. She's not only taking a father from her kid, but then she's also painting a picture of this dude in a different light. So that's why she's like double wrong.
And imagine,
like, if a dude walk away and he want to be a fucked up nigga, he chose his destiny to look like a fucked up dad. She's choosing this man's destiny to look like a fucked up
but
dad.
But at the end of the day, the flip side of that is, at the end of the day, though, the she chose exactly what the guy chose.
What you mean?
She just chose. So okay,
no.
The guy chose not to be in the child's life on his own. Right. She chose not to let the guy be in the child's life. So wait, hold on.
At the abortion phase.
Hold on.
You see,
No.
I'm saying after she had the baby.
Yeah, you got a willing father, and she's removing the father that's willing.
Right.
That's worse.
Yo, and you slamming his name in the public, and you probably slamming his name to his child.
What I'm saying is, she made the same decision that he made. He chose not to see his child. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, bam. She chose not to let the child see you.
Right.
That's kind of the same.
No, it's.
Can I finish?
I feel you.
That's kind of the same decision. What makes hers worse is that he's choosing for himself and she's choosing for the child.
It's worse because she's not only taking a father away. That's what the first one is doing. She's deciding the fate of a father. We're not looking at just what she's doing on both sides. She's doing something to the kid and the dad. She's choosing the dad's fate.
Yep.
The dad on the other situation chose his own fate. For you to take my kid from me and me to say, I don't want to be a dad is one thing.
Because I don't want to be with you.
Okay, but at the end of the day, there's a flip side to every coin. I could say, when the dad says, I don't want to be a part of the kid's life, that's affecting the child and the dad. Let me speak. It might not be affecting the young, stupid ass 20, 19, 21, 22, 23 year old dad who's don't really understand what life is about. But eventually,
they ain't got nothing to do with taking care of the kid at the age.
Hold on. Can you listen?
Go ahead.
But eventually, when you get to an age where you start respecting life, it starts affecting you as a dad.
But at least he chose it for himself.
But at the end of the day, so I'm just saying the flip side of the coin is that it still affects the dad and the child. You said with the girl, it affects the dad and the child.
Yeah, because, bro, to do something to yourself and have somebody do something to you is an obvious difference. Like, I made a decision to not be in my child's life. I did something dumb to myself. For a woman to hold me from my child and make me look like, it's like two different things, yo.
Okay, flip side to that. If I said, Wallow, you're about to be a father, what would you rather be? Would you rather make the own decision not to be in your child's life? Or would you rather have a girl tell you, no, you can't be in the child's life? Which one you gonna pick?
She gotta do it. I'm not gonna tell my.
Right. So at the end of the day,
I'm never gonna be with myself.
At the end
myself,
of the day, no nigga don't ever feel like, I chose I ain't wanna be in a little nigga life, so it's better that way. No. When a nigga is a father, and you got kids and you know
but that's
you
what he said, bro.
But okay, you said that you would want the woman to choose.
Right. He'd rather be in a situation where he wanted to see his kid. He'd
I
rather
want
be-
to. I want to. I'm not okay. walking away.
What I'm saying is, you just said if a guy made his own decision, pretty much like that's better for him because he made, but if I'm not going to see the kid and I had two options on why I'm not going to see the kid, no man is ever going to say, I ain't going to see the kid because I chose not to. They always would rather have it just for their personal conscience reasons. I don't see it because they don't let me see it. Because even if he didn't want to see it, now he get to lie to himself. I would see my child if she, that bitch, you know that by that bitch, she don't let me see no motherfucker. Whole time, nigga, you ain't one dropping no money off or nothing, but it's just a good way for you to be able to massage your ego. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying, but we're saying which one is worse for the woman.
Which one are you going to choose?
I think both of them ain't shit.
Yeah,
I think both of them is equally tied. Because to me, to be a man who you're 100% sure that this child is yours, you ain't got no questions behind that shit. And for you to say, I don't want to be a part of that, you the ultimate bitch ass nigga. For a woman to be like, oh, you ain't taking care of your kid. Oh, you ain't going to be with me. You can't see the child. I mean, I already kind of expect that shit from women because y'all already emotional. Y'all emotional creatures. That's the part of the body that y'all was formed from, the rib, I believe. Y'all emotional creatures. So that's y'all already expect a woman to be like that if her emotions is wrapped up into a guy like that. So it don't really, I don't really be like, oh, yeah, the bitch ain't shit. She's definitely a BB, a bum bitch for trying to keep a nigga that wanna be. But for me, it ain't no difference. Both of y'all some raggedy motherfuckers. That's just how I look at it.
I mean, we both know they raggedy, but we just trying to.
I'm just saying, what's worse? I'm saying both of them is equal. He said the girl is worse. You said the girl
because
is worse.
Is that with an extra thing on top of it?
Yeah, both of them is worse, but I'm leaning to the woman more.
Yeah, because it's got an extra piece on top.
Yeah.
Extra piece on top.
Wow.
This nigga, this nigga. Your mind is dirty, Gil. He's a
this
filthy,
guy, man.
Filthy individual.
All right, let's get into who would you be, man.
Piece on top.
With an extra piece on top.
Man. His body's filthy.
Hey, let's get into the segment of who would you be. Who would you be is brought to you by?
Listen, who would you be is brought to you by? Have you had any good hair lately? No. So that means you need to get with everythingdivaglam.com and get your luxurious and glorious. Make your soul glow.
You didn't say how to get with.
I already said everythingdivaglam.com. Oh. Goofy. You goofball.
You always supposed, let me tell you something about marketing promotion. You always send it off with the number or the
goofbox. I do this. You don't do this. Do what you're doing over there.
You always send it off with the .com.
With a piece on top?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Shit. Who would you be? The guy who goes to jail for 3 years. While you in jail, your woman on her job.
What you mean?
She's taking the money that you have. And she's investing your money in different places. And really turning y'all shit up. You feel what I'm saying? Like on some financial shit, she's putting the work in. She's making y'all stock bigger. And then you come home after 3 years and find out that while she was making you guys' stock bigger, niggas was making her cock bigger.
What?
Yeah, they was drilling her.
No, but that word, you got to work, that word is...
Old school cock. Cock is an old school meaning for
pussy. No, some Philly shit. That's some Philly shit. They used to say cock, yo.
Yeah.
We used to be like, what the fuck in Jersey? Because I had somebody come over from Philly and he was like, man, trying to get some cock tonight. Yeah, yeah. We the whole everybody was the fuck, nigga.
Listen, in the grand world, in the whole world, that is a bad word. That's not a
Philly word.
I know that's a Philly word. You gotta yeah. hook that up. That's
Game
a
Game yeah, must have been Philly in Philly because on one of his albums he said that like a bitch with some bomb ass cock. I said, whoa, whoa.
That's like peace on top.
All right. Well, while she was making your money bigger, they was making her tummy bigger. So they could dicks all in her stomach.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Are you going to take it on the chin and be like, fuck it, I was locked up. She was doing her thing. She got us financially right. I ain't mad at her because she did a little thing on the side. I'm home now. We straight. Or is you going to be like, bitch, I'm gone.
Let me give you some game on this.
I'm out.
If you ever go to prison, you got to share your chick. That's the reality of it, number okay. one. And this girl, she's extraordinary. I like this chick that he's talking about due to the fact of what's important is this. When you go to jail, three things usually happen.
What?
Number one, she's going to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality of most dudes, she's fucking. Your money's gone, and she's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So she only got one out of three. Bingo. Jackpot. You came up.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm keeping my bitch.
So you keeping her?
What? I'm keeping her.
Okay.
Nah.
She's getting slated?
Nah.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
Now, because if she fucking with my drug money, that means that we was a part of this thing together.
It's it ain't one thing, had to be no drug money. It could have been some regular money.
Oh, okay.
Because she could have ran away.
I just said that because I went to prison.
She could have ran
she
away.
She fucking with my money. If she was down with me with whatever crime I was doing, we was in it together, then we do the bid together. Now,
no women doing no bid together.
I feel you. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying if we was doing something together. Now, if I was just knuckleheading and my girl is like, babe, get out the streets. What are you doing? Da-da-da, the whole time. And then I go and get locked. Then I expect that move. But if you was in the enterprise with me.
Let me explain something to you. I just got to, can I?
Go ahead. Get your shit off.
This is a public service announcement. Public service announcement. Hi. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, yeah, you know who I'm talking to. All the ladies out there. Yeah, that's my radio voice. Yeah. I wish y'all could be right here with me so you could tell this guy, Dev, that your baby father, your husband, your boyfriend, he's in jail right now. And more than likely, you're sitting on the couch with the dude that's slaying you and spraying you. The reality is, I don't care who you are. If you go to jail, she's getting slayed and sprayed, whether she was with it or wasn't. That's the reality of this. I don't believe that they would sit there and not get power drive. That's the reality
that's cool.
of jail.
Okay, so
I'm not cool
like,
with
like,
it.
Do you think, how about this? If you went to jail for 2 years, if she went to jail for 2 years, you're going to be out here shaking the dice? Is you going to be out here,
listen.
Is you going to be out here shaking
yes.
the dice?
Listen,
yes.
You know the answer, especially if we was making the dice.
I'm saying,
we was
I'll
making the bread together.
Let me say something to you.
I tear this dick up.
That's a part.
Hit the ceiling with that nut.
That's a part of my life anyway. So only you could believe that I would. I'll be shaking the dice.
Don't try to back your way about this, you bitch ass nigga.
You
bitch ass nigga.
Nigga, you already know my answer.
Hey, hold on. Wait, hold on. He gonna just tell on himself and then realize he told on himself, try to reverse it. So April, just know. You go to jail, you're going to be fucking up breaks off these bitches. Just know that. And listen.
Have you had any good
listen,
head lately?
Listen, have you had any good head lately?
Have you had any?
Hey, listen. Just know, April, don't catch no fucking cases. You hear me? And then, but she, April can't be mad because just know if you catch a little violation, she can get a dick or two on the side,
that's
right?
That's what you said.
You cool
no,
with
listen,
it.
That's
long
what
as,
you
wait,
said.
Hold on. Listen, long listen. As April keep getting that money, get that listen, money, listen, baby. Listen. Long as you ain't, long as you only one out of three on the list. Get that money. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shit.
Selling more shirts.
Let me
always,
tell you
there's
something.
Always dick in Philadelphia. There's always balls in Baltimore.
hey, nigga said right here, you mean to tell me your woman do 2 years, you ain't getting no pussy? I'm like this.
No.
I'm saying like,
you're
the
like,
fuck
no.
is this a setup? Like,
yo.
The fuck is he talking about? This nigga just said
that nigga working with 6ix9ine.
Hey, hey, I gotta ask my motherfucking camera guy, B-Rock.
B-Rock, what the fuck was this, a setup? This nigga talking about, your woman get 2 years, you ain't getting no pussy. No.
Oh, no. My God. Mm-mm.
No, I'm not.
Nigga.
I'm going to throw my dick in the headlock. Yeah, me fuckers, the fuck wrong with him?
Oh, man.
Try to set me and Dev the fuck
Yo,
up.
Man.
Try to get Dev stabbed tonight.
Oh, shit, yeah. Fuckers. Yeah, them Latino women don't play.
Fuck is wrong with him?
Oh, shit. Oh,
first of all, let me just tell you this.
Oh, man.
I've been with Tootie for decades.
Forever.
You mean to tell me I go to jail? Bitch, you can't do 700 days without no dick. I don't give a fuck how much money you made.
What if you got to do 7,300 days like I did?
That's something different. Yeah. You said 2 years, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You said 2 years, nigga. That's 700 days. Two can't go 700 days without no fucking dick. Huh? Many motherfucking nights I got to argue about getting some pussy. You can't go 700 days without some dick. You think I'm going to come home... You think I'm going to come home? Because let's be for real. A nigga get my bitch. He a legend. You think I'm going to come home to out here getting glazed down by motherfucking...
Wave Cap Dave?
Right. And then, you back? No, motherfucker, I ain't.
He'd rather come home with the house in foreclosure before that.
You fucking right. Don't give a fuck about you. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Why the fuck I give a fuck about you flipping my stacks and a nigga flipping you on your back? The fuck is wrong? Fuck type of... Fuck wrong with you. I ain't one of them niggas. I'm in jail. Suck all the dicks you want till I get back home. And then No. I'm one of them niggas who... I just got the motherfuckers... just came through the jail. You out there fucking with Delaware Donnie, huh?
Delaware Dave.
You out there fucking with Delaware Donnie, huh? With the motherfucking Benz truck. All right.
Fat Mike with the Benz.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm one of them niggas. Don't put no more money on my book.
I'm good.
I'm good. You're done. Don't put no more fucking money on my books. I'm good.
Now.
What you doing?
You're,
you staying,
no, I'm not with it. Man, you
nigga,
out of
you
your
staying.
Fucking mind. Ain't
man,
no
your
way.
Fucking woman
he,
run you.
He,
you staying,
he
nigga.
Out of his fucking mind.
We already know Low staying.
I don't ain't staying.
Low could go home. April could be laid in the bed with a nigga.
No, he lying. That
Low ain't
I'm
going
out.
Nowhere.
I'm
Low
out.
Ain't going nowhere.
Listen.
April talked to that nigga like this. Shut up, nigga. Get in the bed.
He ain't never say no shit like
lay
that.
Lay on the other side.
You should have saw Tootie. Listen, Tootie told this nigga one time.
She told him to lay next to the nigga. Move over, John. Move over.
He just told on himself. He can do what she want.
This nigga. Because
he basically said, long as she flipping the money, she will. April always been getting money. She been getting money since she was 12.
We got to get a bigger bed to fit Wallow.
They said April sold up first motherfucking wig when she was 12.
No, she was actually 10 and a half. Listen, let me explain something to you. I come in the crib one time.
My seat was there.
Why did your seat just drop like that?
A little person. Push it up. Let me.
Hold the button.
Yeah, he's a nut. But listen, why that shit looked crazy. He looked like a little person, didn't he? He was like a little person.
Nigga, pop tracks.
That's fucked up. Come on, that's man. Cuz. Yo, cuz. They fucked up.
That's your cousin, nigga, 4'11".
One time, listen. One time I come in the crib, Gina sounding this nigga. It was so funny, I almost fell out. But first, you know what's crazy about me? Like, him and Gina got a way of, they fuck up my whole privacy. Like, they just, you know, I come to their crib, because they got I utilize their bathroom a lot. I like to go in there. They in there gang warring and shit. I'm like, hold up, man. If y'all don't shut the fuck up, like...
Come into my motherfucking house right tell me what to do, nigga.
Because listen, I got a routine. I go right in there and lace the toilet up. I already know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. You don't watch pornos.
No, I don't.
So I go in another nigga's bathroom.
So I go in there. And I just be laughing because Gina says some of the craziest shit. And the way she say it is like her vocal tone, the way she pulled to say it, it sounds so crazy and squarish. She be like, you're just a clown. Shut up. I'm like, damn. He like, you're just going to call me a clown. I'm like, yeah, you're a fucking clown. I'm hollering through the door. She be checking him.
Hey, man, let me tell you something.
She checked the fuck out of him.
Everybody know I lick it down and dick it down.
Now, what we ready to do is.
That's why. Let me tell you something. Let me give you the rules of engagement with women. When you lick them down and you dick them down.
Stick them down.
And you stick them down. Guess what? they stick around. Fuck is wrong with you?
And that right there.
Look, my look at my camera guy. He like yeah. that.
He like that. I'm going to use that shit.
Right shit.
I'm going to use that. You be stealing when we spilling, B-Rock.
He said, when you lick them down and you dick them down, them bitches stick around.
He was like,
around.
Yeah, he texted. He like, damn. He like, say that again? Texting shit. But now we're going to get into stories from the cell. I'm about 10 days out from ready to come home. So the reality hit, I'm talking to my counselor, yeah, you got this. They show him, telling me my stuff that's going on. You ready? My homeboy was like, meet me in the yard. I said, I'm going to meet you. I'll see you later on. I ain't go. I go in the cell and I realize after all this time being in prison that I'm actually really ready to go home. I'm realizing this shit is real. I'm scared to death. Like, I'm talking about I'm fucking scared because now it's like, I'm ready to go into the unknown. Yeah, I had the cell phone in jail. I seen things. I know, got an idea what I want. But you don't really know because when you walking out of prison after doing all them years, it's like you got to show and prove now. And I ain't got no problem with doing that. I never used drugs, never drunk, so I ain't had that issue. But it's the issue of you got the world. It's like it's so much looking at you. It's so much coming your way. You trying to understand society. You got to get back out here. You got, you know, you saying to yourself, I got to get a job. I got to get a place to stay. Even though I was staying at my grandma's house, this is like, it's so much shit coming your way. Your family look to you. You know what I mean? It's like, you just trying to figure it all out. So it's like, what the fuck? You know, you got an idea of what you want to do, but being in jail so much, it's easier to have thoughts in jail and not really know, because you're just looking at TV, you listening to what people are telling you, but you're not on the landscape. You don't fucking know. Like, you just be like, you know, and you telling people, you know, you talk to people in jail. You know, I don't know if you ever had a jail call. Motherfucker got it all figured out in jail. Yeah. Everything figured out. It's easy to have shit figured out when you're getting three hots in the cot. You ain't pay electric bill in 30 years.
Yeah.
You ain't pay no bills. You know what I mean? Might pay a cable bill in your cell. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you just saying, damn. And then you come out here. And shit is totally different than what you expected. You're like, damn, everything looking small. Because in prison, you're in big-ass areas, big day rooms, big yards, big-ass blocks. So when you go to the house, you're like, damn, this the block I grew up on? This shit small as shit. Everything is small. Everything is cramped in. And you're going out there, and you're just trying to figure it out. You're trying to understand what's going on. The lingo is different. The dress code is different. There's a lot of shit that's just different. And a lot of people just be out of touch. But my main thing was scared of, I was scared of who I was popping his head up again and coming back. You know, all my life I've been in the system. I always did crime. It never was a time when I was out of prison for a year in my life. Since I first got locked up at 11, I never was out of jail for a whole year until now. Like, I always, so it's like, you just please, you know. So now I'm battling with myself, like, you got to chill.
I thought you was going to say the main thing you was going to be scared of was you couldn't find no porn DVDs when you got
that was an issue, too. I went to VHS for nostalgia reasons. You
right.
Know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because you can't really say you was in
the
porn.
They got the internet, because.
Yeah, I know.
You can finally watch it with the volume all the way up.
Volume all the way up. By myself, baby doll down. But listen, The whole twist was this. At the end of the day, you really be scared. So I'm coming home. It hit me when I got to Nanny House. My brother was, you know, because I never embraced the reality that my brother was, because I didn't go to the funeral. I could have went, but so it was like, I'm dealing with that shit, and I got so much. And all my fears helped me be more creative, because I would walk the streets at nighttime. Like, I get up like 4 o'clock.
The night walker.
Listen, and I just go out, and I walk, bro, and then that's how it just came. The videos just came. Because I was feeling something, but it was like, it was so hard for me because I'm trying to understand this world, this new world. And I'm seeing people, and then it was so fucked up. I'm seeing people that I was in jail with, they out here, they right back in, they stagnated. They in the same joint, they doing the same shit they was doing. I'm talking about dudes that did 10 years, 20 years, and you're like, what the fuck? I don't want to be him.
How many times you touch your nose a day?
Oh, my nose? I probably retrieve Boogie's.
Oh, come on.
Probably about, I don't know.
That nigga just did that shit 11 times.
No, he, you know, because he's constantly picking, but he's disgusting.
That nigga like this.
The hair in my nose.
That nigga like this.
Trim that joint, bro.
I don't know. right.
Yo, nah, know, now putting and wiping boogies on people is a whole nother level.
Shit that's gonna get you in here with some fucking glasses.
That
on,
gets you stabbed.
Damn, was,
boogies.
You would stab somebody by boogie
dabbing.
Yeah,
fucking
that's
right.
Like
yeah,
spitting on
niggas. See, you know what? You
these stories
to sell
is going too much. He went straight to jail on me.
No, think about it. Boogies on niggas.
He would have stabbed me. That's gonna get you them glasses back on. I'm trying to tell you, dog.
I ain't worried about that shit.
Fuck is you talking about?
But the whole thing is like. A lot of people got to understand, when your family come home from jail, they be scared to death.
You think it's the expectation? Like, nobody
it's
expects nothing? Yeah.
It's a lot of expectation of you because you didn't talk all this shit on his phone calls forever. I'm going to be the shit out there. Listen, because a dude to call home from jail. Yeah, listen. A dude to call from jail. They be like, yeah, you know, Bobby and them, they got the new Benz. They are, no, they ain't nothing. I'm ready to get a Lamborghini. Like,
niggas promising like, their kids stuff. When I get home, it's gonna be me, you, and mommy. We gonna have the house. Or I'm gonna get the job.
Niggas telling Keisha and them, listen, when I get home, I'm marrying you. All type of shit. You realize you ain't got no money to pay for a ring when you get. So it's a lot of shit that goes on. So you come home and dudes be scared to death.
And I'm gonna keep it all the way real to all the women out there. These niggas that be in jail, they run game. Wallow ran game on a 63-year-old woman like
lying
that.
He's fucking lying. He's lying.
You know your 63-year-old woman held you like fuck down in that
this
joint.
This nigga lying like crazy. But I'm gonna say this.
He told her. He told her he was gonna get her pregnant. He was gonna have kids together.
Did
this
he?
Bitch can't have
then
kids.
He came home.
She hey. Just got that game.
No, listen. And then he came home and she took the panties off. He see that Dr. J. Gray Bush.
This man lying on me, but I will say this, man. I ain't gonna front. I ain't one of these dudes to front. I represent a lot of dudes coming out of the jail and that system. It would have you scared coming home because you just don't know. And that's why a lot of people come home and they panic. And they jump right back because they like, oh, I don't want to slip. I got to get some money real quick.
I got family that stay in jail because I feel as though they're more comfortable.
Yeah. And like you
or
said,
or your cousin got a nigga in there.
Yeah, that too. That's another story.
Come on,
guy. Peace on top. That's my fault.
He always had peace.
I'm fucking around. But the whole thing is like this. A lot of people got to understand something that's very important. You're not who you was. So you'll be in there thinking the life that you once lived, you took a lot of chances before you got, when you got that money and all. It's not that time, no time. Times change, laws change, people change, it get more violent. You're not going, so stop, stop and just give your people the benefit of the doubt that they scared and they don't know. You see what I'm saying? And I was scared in the motherfucker.
Let me just ask y'all this question before we get out of here, before we wrap this up. Who's your most underrated rapper of all time?
Prodigy.
Prodigy wasn't underrated.
I say Fat Joe.
Fat Joe, yeah, he's a gat. He's definitely a gun. Mm-hmm. Fat Joe was a gun. You got a flow, Joe. I listened to him from the beginning. From the when he first came.
And he always come back with something. It's like.
He killed that Who Shot You, too. Who shot you? He fucked that up.
He always came back, stayed with the time, never sounded out of place.
Gil was one of my most underrated rappers, too. He wasn't. He didn't get the respect he wanted.
I mean, that's an agreeable.
No, but only reason because he was doing good, but once Lil Wayne started writing his raps, that's when things changed. Wayne I'm going to tell you, I called him from jail one time. He was like, yeah. I said, damn, that joint sound nice. He said, yeah, me and Wayne be writing together. I said, writing together? So, no, he wrote that one joint. I said, okay, I knew it. Because it had a little Wayne flavor. It had a little down south flavor to it. A little New Orleans. Yeah, Wayne wrote his shit. That's it. Yeah. Oh, thanks everybody for tuning in. Me. He did. He wrote his shit. Wayne wrote Gil's shit.
Man.
A lot of people don't know. I know shit.
He wrote a couple things.
I know shit people don't know. He waited.
He
wrote his
shit.
On
some real shit.
He wrote Get Down on the Ground.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. My most underrated rapper of all time is Baby. Without a doubt.
I'm out of here. Bro, I'm leaving.
This nigga is an asshole, yo. This nigga's a fucking asshole.
You trying to play with me? I'm out, man.
Thank y'all for tuning in to $1 million Worth of Game. Making us number one each and every week. I go by the name of Gilly the King.
I'm Wallow 267.
It's just like that.
Right.